I can get some.
Just talking to Sam at the Chef's Forum about spices, and spices particularly for Christmas.
Perfect.
So, tell us a little bit about Christmas and what you would recommend. What's the most popular spices? Tell us a little bit more.
So at Santa Maria all year round, spices is big for us, but especially Christmas time when it comes to whole spices. So some of the key whole spices that you get at Christmas, everyone knows mulled wines with especially, is things like your cassia cinnamon. So nice strong cinnamon where you get a lovely different flavour profile. So we look at different cinnamon, so the true snappable cinnamon that you can find in supermarkets. We use cassia. So cassia is more of the chest cavity, so it's full of essential oils and flavourings. So that really brings out a lot of festive meals, whether it's mulled wines, you know, your Christmas desserts especially, but then even just moving into stuffings as well. Another one that is key for us is clove. Everyone knows clove is kind of the doctor's answer to to toothache, but the flavour properties in clove is incredible. And it's something that's very medicinal as well, so it's got great healing properties, but also everyone loves it around the Christmas period because it's quite strong and quite raw, and that cinnamon and nutmeg work together as a complete synergy, as an amazing trifecta. So nutmeg goes great with any kind of dessert, especially if you freshly grind it on top. You know, cream based desserts or custard based desserts is something that really we kind of go quite a lot with nutmeg. A lot of people buy nutmeg whole instead of ground, because when you get it whole, you've got that slightly fresher smell to it and flavour, and that's where kind of whole spices really start to come along as well. Another one as well that we do really well with all year round, but especially at Christmas, is black pepper, just because everyone, you know, wants to have the right seasoning for their food. And if you use the best black pepper and it's the right size and completely uniform, you've got, you know, a great adage to, you know, the veg side of things, the starters, the mains, the desserts, the meats, even down to stuffings. So yeah, we work really well with all of those kind of spices. So it's definitely more your whole spices. We have some blends that work really well around Christmas time. So orange pepper is a great one for Christmas time. A lot of people like making an orange dessert or something with like an orange cream.
Yeah,
or
that
duck.
Sounds good.
So yeah, some kind of the herbs and spices that really work really, really well and people really like all year round is definitely more the whole spices than it is the blends or the herbs. But, you know, herbs is another key one, especially tarragon and thymes.
And just talk to me about your packaging, because I know you were mentioning earlier you've moved away from these type of containers and into the carton more.
Yep, so we're the first herbs and spices company in the world to be completely different and really start to care about our global footprint.
Yeah.
Our corporate social responsibility is key for us. So we've moved from a round, clear plastic kind of container, as you will, to a flat
milk carton.
Milk carton,
as I kind
in
of
a
describe
way,
it,
but
orange juice carton.
Milk cartons have got is a Tetra Pak, so it's got a pit of foil between them. Ours does not.
Okay.
Just because it really kind of keeps it away from the word Tetra Pak. We call ours Pure Pak.
Okay.
And we kind of really work on that side of making it flatter, so it reduces chef's costs as well as blocking out sunlight. So sunlight actually destroys, you know, flavorants and oils inside.
Yeah, I think we forget that, so on our shelves of spices with the sunshine straight in there.
So they're best to be in the cupboard or in a dry store. So we have that, and also a lot of chefs and home cooks have their own pots.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can put that completely flat once used or decanted.
Refill, yeah.
And you still have a little window at the front. So the window at the front's the only part of the packaging that's not actually fully recyclable.
Okay.
But that's something that we're looking into as the next step to then become completely recyclable.
And longer life as well?
The life is of similar. The way it works as well is it goes through a cleaner process now. So now we've changed into that. We've also reduced a lot of salt and a lot of sugar out of our blends, which is in the tons per year.
Brilliant.
So doing that, and then a carbon footprint for every one truck that carries all of these, seven trucks, we can get all of them into one truck. So, you know, we're saving six trucks every time we kind of bring more and more in. So it's just that next stage. And
fantastic.
That's something that we just care about. It's that next stage. We want chefs to be using us because it's uniform. We know where it comes from. We're clean and careful. And we're here to support like any butcher or any fishmonger would with how close and local their produce is.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you ever so much for talking.
No problem. Thank you.